calling above and beyond Premier Home Care Services. Please dial 0 to speak to a staff member. Please enjoy the music while we transfer your call.
I see trees of green.
Thank you for calling Above and Beyond. This is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelly. Is Kathy or James available by chance?
Jim is out of the office right now, and Kathy is on another line. Would you like to hold for just a moment?
Sure. I'll hold for Kathy.
Okay.
Cooper and I fixed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I looked, it was 81.5.
It might be something is going wrong.
Yeah, he came. He did. He got went in it himself and fixed everything.
Now we know how lazy you are.
Whatever, dude.
She's still on the other line. Do you want me to have her give you a call back?
Sure. Would you let her know that Zach, Z-A-C-H, from the Bank of Cardiff, was just following up on an application that I'd received from her?
Okay. Zach, what's the best number to reach you at?
She can reach me directly at 858.
Actually, you know what? She's just getting off the phone. Hold on just
perfect.
A second, Zach. Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to follow up on the application I received. And I'm sorry I couldn't call you later, but we have a little bit of a time difference, and I would not be in the office at the requested call time. So I'm hoping I'm not disturbing you now. If you had a little bit of time to talk.
Sure.
So what exactly were you looking to do? I know that you're looking for some working capital. Is there a specific amount and projects or anything that you're looking to do here?
Yeah, there's a few things that we are doing. So
okay.
One of the things that we are doing is we are purchasing an office.
Oh.
So what we're needing is the working capital for the down payment.
Sure.
Which is 20 plus another 5 for the escrow.
Okay.
And then on top of that, to have the a little bit of working capital to pay off some extra things that we have and just have one payment, basically. We've already got the SBA in place
okay.
for the purchase of the property. It's just having the additional to do what we need to do.
So just having some operational capital on hand for anything that comes up. Sure. So
yep.
You said 25 is the need, and then the additional, would you want like an extra 10 just to have on hand?
Yeah, between 10, 15, somewhere in there, yes.
Okay, so maybe 35 to 40 total is what we're looking at.
Yeah. Okay,
perfect. And are you familiar with working capital loans at all? Have you taken any out with the business previously?
Not a loan, no.
Okay.
Then more the cash advances, which I can't absolutely stand.
Okay. I just want to give you a little background on the working capital loans. So they're based off of the sales from the year previous, and we're able to lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales to use as you see fit. And this is the perfect reason that that you have right now. Would you have an idea of what the business did in sales last year?
Yes, it was over 200.
Okay. So we could probably get you upwards of closer to 30 to start out with.
That would be fine.
Okay. And then we can revisit about 40% of the way through the loan and get you more money, forgive their interest that had accrued, and kind of start over, but just put more money on the books, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the last few months alone, we've been doing over $50,000 a month.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very simple process. We just have a one-page application, which you guys have already filled out. We want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements to verify cash flow. as well as the first two pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales from the year previous, and also ownership. And if you had any other working capital loans, which it doesn't sound like you do, we would want information on that as well. So that would give underwriting like a full picture of what's going on with the business. So I notice that James is part of the ownership as well. How is the ownership structure broken down?
He's my husband. So, because I have the degree and the background, that's why I am the owner and the administrator, and he's a co-owner.
Okay, so it looked like it was he has 47% and then you have 53%?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then my parents each have 1%.
Okay, so
that's in case something happens that somebody can take over the business.
Gotcha. So then are you at 51% and then he's at 47%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is correct.
That makes sense. Perfect. Yeah. So I'm going to attach an application for James as well, and I'll just pre-fill it out with the information about the business. So all we would need is a signature from him.
Sure, you can email it to me, and I'll get it to him. He's out of the office right now, but if you email everything what you need, then
absolutely.
We can get that together for you.
Sure. I'll put the list of the documentation we would require, the pre-filled applications, and it's a pretty quick turnaround. So once I receive it back, I package it for underwriting, and we have feedback for you, slash an offer in roughly 24 hours. If you like what we have to say, we can have funds deposited into your account another 48 to 72 hours. So it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah,
send me the email.
Okay, I'll put it together for you right now and have it out to you in 10 minutes. And would you like me to give you a day or two to gather the information? Or
we should have it all gathered by tomorrow.
Sounds great. And would you like me to follow up with you tomorrow or just anticipate receiving the information?
You should just anticipate receiving that tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. Well, Kathy, I do appreciate your time today. And once I receive that, I'll just start going to work for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I look forward to your email.
All righty. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.